Listening 3. Effective communication with customers. B. You are going to listen to 6 sentences related to a talk entitled Effective Communication with Customers. Please write down what you have heard on the given blanks. Each of the sentences will be read twice.
1. Effective customer communication is the cornerstone of any successful business. Effective customer communication is the cornerstone of any successful business. 2. Effective communication starts with being a good listener. Effective communication starts with being a good listener. 3. Allow the customer to finish his or her thought before you respond. Allow the customer to finish his or her thought before you respond. 4. Use easy-to-understand words, not industry terms or jargon. Use easy-to-understand words, not industry terms or jargon. 5. Asking questions in a polite and professional way goes a long way towards demonstrating high-quality customer service. Asking questions in a polite and professional way goes a long way towards demonstrating high-quality customer service. 6. Ask the customer how they prefer to communicate. Ask the customer how they prefer to communicate.
C. Listen to the talk again and fill in the blanks with the missing words.
Effective customer communication is the cornerstone of any successful business. However, in today's world, with the multitude of communication channels available, telephone, email, texting, instant messaging, etc., key effective communication elements are sometimes lost. In order to maximize your ability to communicate with customers, remember these vital points. 1. Listen actively. Effective communication starts with being a good listener. Focus on what the customer is saying rather than formulating your response. Use body language or small phrases such as nodding your head or saying, "I see," to demonstrate that you are paying attention. 2. Don't interrupt. Interrupting your customers will not only upset them, but will limit your ability to communicate effectively. Allow the customer to finish his or her thought before you respond. 3. Use easy-to-understand words, not industry terms or jargon. Using phrases such as turnover or the desk may seem obvious to any automotive professional, but to a customer, you may as well be speaking gibberish. In order to effectively communicate, you need to use words and phrases that the customer will easily understand. 4. Demonstrate courtesy. It's very easy to ask questions in such a way that you command a customer's response. For example, asking "VIN" is less courteous than "Can I have your VIN, please?" Although this seems like a simple change, asking questions in a polite and professional way goes a long way towards demonstrating high-quality customer service. 5. Don't underestimate the value of snail mail. In today's technology-driven world, it's easy to discount the value of a handwritten note. However, writing a handwritten thank you note, mailing follow-up letter, or even sending the customer a birthday card can help strengthen your communication channel with a customer, and in turn, your relationship overall. 6. Ask the customer how they prefer to communicate. Finally, and possibly most importantly, ask the customer how they prefer to communicate. While you may prefer email, the customer might prefer text messages. Or the customer might have a limited texting plan on their phone and actually get upset if you constantly bombard them with text messages. At the start of your relationship with each customer, take the time to ask, "What is the best way to stay in touch with you? Would you rather I call, email, or text you?" This simple question can go a long way in helping you communicate more effectively with your customers.